Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We begin this week with the continuation of a series, very interesting series, on the Doña Ana County Commission. And this week you focus on a specific issue. Of course, we recently talked about the fact that the county is getting a new county manager in State Judge Fernando Macias. The former county manager, though, Julia Brown, whose employment was terminated, she has requested through her attorney mediation. And this segment this week focuses on this situation of Julia Brown's departure.
Exactly. This is the last of a series, a five-part series by Lynn Moore, who covers the county for us. And she delves into the background of what happened leading up to the termination and Julia Brown's relationship, not only to the commission, Fred, but also to the sheriff. And it becomes clear when reading this that there were differences between the Sheriff Vigil and Julia Brown. And right now, we know that they requested mediation to perhaps avoid a lawsuit of unlawful termination. And so this hasn't been completed yet. There will be another chapter in this down the road. But that's where this leads. And this story is pretty enlightening as to what all led up to the termination. People were wondering.
Interesting. I'd be very interested to read that. Also, I'll be interested to get up to date on another situation with the county. The budget for the county is in big trouble because the county's been ordered to pay back pay to a sheriff's department employees.
Yes, and the article points out that that Doña Ana County faces a $16.9 million budget deficit ending in fiscal year 2017-18. And they have been court-ordered to pay CWA Local 7911, which represents the county sheriff's office and employees. And so they're grappling to see how they can come up with the money. And this article spells all that out.
Very interesting stuff. And it couldn't come at a worse time because the county and the city of Las Cruces could be on the hook for a lot of money due to the Superfund site in Las Cruces. The Environmental Protection Agency got some tough talk for the county and the city here.
On November 6th, the EPA, the regional office, issued an order to both the city and the county to compel them to complete the cleanup of the Griggs and Walnut Superfund site. Now, the city and the county formed a joint Superfund project to clean up the site, and they wanted reimbursement from some federal agency, the EPA. They also asked that the Department of Defense be liable for these cleanup costs because the National Guard used that facility or that location in 1948 to 1990, and then they put a solvent to clean up all their materials. That solvent went into bare ground, wound up in part of the aquifer under there, and contaminated some of the city groundwater, or drinking water, as it turned out. And so they've been compelled to take care of those costs, the city and the county. I don't think we've seen the end of this. This might go on for a while.
It sounds like it. All right. Also on Saturday, a very big game for our Aggies.
Indeed. It's been 57 years since they've gone to a bowl game. It's a long time.
That's right.
So they do have a chance to become bowl eligible with a 500 record if they win on Saturday over South Alabama. The stadium should be close to full, if not sold out. It'll be a really fun game to be at.
All right. Sure will be. All right. In our final 45 seconds here, a big honor for a local lodge. This is great to see.
Lundin Inn of the Arts. They're on Alameda Boulevard. They won the statewide award. They call it the Top Hat Award for the best limited service hotel in New Mexico, which puts them in a category that they don't offer room service, but everything else.
All right.
So we have a story on that.
Great to see that. And Marty Racine is the managing editor for the Las Cruces Bulletin. You can read those stories and a whole lot more in this week's newspaper on your doorstep or at many area locations. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.